the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Is there a more haunting question than, what if? In Bruce West's life, a professor of art and design at Missouri State University, his what if takes him back to a road trip through rural Mississippi during a sabbatical in 1994. What he found there became the subject of his 18-year photographic journey, turned exhibit and book, The True Gospel Preached Here. I'm Nikki Donaldson, and West is my guest today on the Missouri State Journal.
I was driving down Business Route 61 in Vicksburg, Mississippi, drove past a place called Margaret's Grocery, and it immediately got my attention. Very elaborate architecture, about 12 big towers, big golden archway over the doorway. Ooh, put the brakes on, I got to stop and get out of the car and ask permission and start taking some pictures.
The Reverend and Margaret were as colorful as the folk art palace they had decorated all around them with baubles, beads, hair ties, and trinkets. West gives us a glimpse inside the store and church.
The church itself was an old school bus that had been given to the Reverend by the city of Vicksburg. So there were two interior spaces, the interior of the grocery store, which was heavily decorated, and then supposedly the church or the chapel, which was the bus. But both were very, very elaborate, kind of tracery made up of wooden moldings that created these elaborate geometric patterns in the ceiling of both structures. In the grocery, he had flashing Christmas tree lights that went on all the time. In addition to that, he didn't have any electricity in the bus, or I'm sure he would have done it there. And then the bus, specifically, he had an altar in the front of the bus and then also one in the back. And then where the driver's steering wheel should be was his podium where he had his Bible, and that's where he would preach from.
Each time he returned, it was always different, and as he grew closer to them, he started to realize that capturing their lives was something really important, because there weren't many people around like the Dennises. They devoted their lives fully to the spiritual and the aesthetic. So he began to get more deliberate in what and how he captured their lives on film.
They were larger-than-life figures in many ways. So the two principal folks were Reverend H.D. Dennis, who was kind of a self-proclaimed preacher, architect, artist, and his wife, Margaret, who had originally owned the grocery store for years and years. And so they married in their mid to late 70s. It was their third marriage for each of them. So the Reverend had decided he would woo Margaret because he had gotten visions from God that he should marry her and then transform her grocery store into this one-of-a-kind church. And he promised her that if she would marry him, he would turn her grocery store into a palace. And she bought the deal.
Experiencing the septuagenarian's passion for evangelism and art changed this passerby into a member of the family for the Dennis' final 18 years on earth. West knew. His work also told a story of race, age, religion, and class.
The first visit, I had no idea that I'd be returning for, you know, next 18 years. But as soon as I met them, I realized that they were very exceptional human beings, and I just couldn't get them out of my mind. And it's like, oh, I got to go back, and I got to see them again and see what's happening to the church as it gets transformed. So at first, I was just one of many visitors, but I'm the guy that kept coming back and coming back and coming back. So as that happened, I got to know them much better, got to know their life story. They got to know me pretty well. And, you know, so it evolved from just being like one of many casual visitors to becoming almost a part of their family.
West tributes his spirituality as the tie that binds all of his projects together. From showing the majesty of a landscape to portraying the Dennises as they practice living perfect for God, his photography exposes a longing for the divine.
Just thinking about this, I remember when I was a kid seeing Man of La Mancha and Story of Don Quixote, and The Dream, The Impossible Dream was like the big theme song. And, you know, Reverend Dennis was a guy who was really dreaming the impossible dream, the idea that he could virtually out of nothing, transformed this place and turned a grocery store into a palace. So, from the very beginning, I was a believer. And then as time went on, we got to know each other better. Eventually, they start calling me their white son. The whole project became much more about that than making pictures eventually.
That was Bruce West, art and design professor at Missouri State University, discussing his book, The True Gospel Preached Here. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.